So my last top 10 was Jaguars, Chargers, Lions, Cowboys, Ravens. And the top 5 was Miami, Philly, Buffalo, Chiefs, Niners. There's definitely a lot of movement.
There's definitely movement in mine. Only 2 teams dropped out and 2 new teams in, but there were some shifts. One of the teams that dropped out of here at 10, Texans. Then I went 9, Seahawks, Cowboys, Chiefs, Lions, Eagles, Ravens, Dolphins, Bills, Niners.
Wow.
Things have changed.
Yeah, your top 2 teams are probably outside the top 5. We'll have to find out.
We will have to find out, but
I think the Chargers are the only team that dropped for me.
Chargers?
Yeah. I had the Chargers in my first set of rankings, mm-hmm. and I don't have them in this.
Mm.
You can't be peeking, dog.
I'm looking at your first set of rankings because I didn't believe you that the Chargers were in there.
Yeah.
Even though I was right next to you.
Since the sandbox, man, stop playing with my dog, Scooper Steve. He the man, got plans, bout to give him what you need. Hot damn, from the court to the field, they elite. I'm saying, why, yes, got the hot takes in loose. They checking, talking about all the highlights from alleys to interceptions, from tutties to dope receptions and fantasy week projections. And honestly, think you gotta tune in to get the message. Let's go.
Since the sandbox fans, we are back after week 8 with the Since the Sandbox Power Rankings. Uncle Tony, how's that jingle coming along? But Twan, I'm really interested to...
Ant's going to love me today.
...break down this list. I hope he does, and the Ravens deserve some love on the list this week.
Absolutely.
My most troubling spot came here in the back end. 11, I had this team just missing. They would be my 11th, but we only do 10 for the Power Rankings. Do have the Seahawks just missing. I know that they're, 5-2 at this point. It's still really hard for me to be convinced that Geno Smith could go into like a Philly environment and win a playoff game. Realistically, I think like that's what like it comes down to. They might be a little bit more sound than like what the Cowboys are, but their potential is just so much higher in Dallas than it is in Seattle, mm-hmm. in my opinion.
I agree with that statement. I do.
So with that being said, at 10 is where I have the Dallas Cowboys.
Okay.
So this is a big drop off from where they were, 4 spots. So they were at 7 last time in the rankings. Now they're at 10. They're healthy. That's great. Dak's playing a very similar type of style of football than where he was after week 4. So not much has changed on the quarterback front. It does seem at the moment that they're going to be, you know, the top team in the wild card for the NFC. And that has never been, you know, a good thing for the Dallas Cowboys. But the Cowboys, regardless of their woes against good teams, are still better than 70% of the NFL, roughly.
Yeah, that's fair.
I mean, obviously, you know, you're looking at this list and we're chopping out, 22 teams off the rip. It gets really difficult, but the Cowboys, I think, deserve this spot. They still have a good defense. If they're getting 2-3 defensive touchdowns in the course of every 4 weeks, like, that's more than a lot of other defenses in the NFL.
Yeah.
9. Not the biggest movement in the rankings, but the biggest fall. The Buffalo Bills. Here at 9. Still think that they're better than the Cowboys. I think in a head-to-head game, they would beat the Cowboys. Josh Allen's better. Stephon Diggs is playing like a better receiver than C.D. Lamb. I think when they play against better opponents, I think that they step up to the challenge more than the Cowboys' defense do.
Less exposable?
Yes, okay. I think so. I think adding Rasul Douglas today is a solid piece to trade for at this moment. You aren't going to go and get like a lockdown corner at the moment, you know,
mm-hmm,
but you can get an experienced veteran that is going to give you some depth there. And realistically, the Buffalo Bills front 7, I know they're not going to be fully healthy all year because you're losing guys like Matt Milano and stuff, but still haven't gotten the best from Von Miller. AJ Epenesa is playing unreal ball right now.
Strange, because last year he was not.
Yes. And you got Ed Oliver, so it's like you got 3 guys that you know can get after the quarterback. And when it comes time for playoffs or it comes to matchups like they have this week and you're going against like a Joe Burrow, I feel like that's important. Like you have guys that you need to make sure that if we don't block him, he's going to fuck up our offense. And that's the case. At 8, right above the Bills. And if you listen to the fantasy rankings, you heard me say it. The Bills beat the Bengals this week. But I have the Bengals right above the Bills. So I don't know if that comes across as kind of contradicting a little bit, because I understand where someone's hearing that and they're like, how can you say that the Bills are going to beat the Bengals this week, but they're behind the Bengals? I think beating the 49ers is tremendous. I think understanding where they came from and where they got is something that you need to respect. And they're getting more healthy. And if you equate the two teams, they're going to end up being more healthy than the Bills will probably at any point for the rest of the season. Feel like that's all important. Think they have a better understanding of what their ground game is and needs to be, which is huge, because I think if the Bills successfully ran the football with a consistent identity, then I'd be a little bit more willing to give them the nod here. But it's like, if Josh Allen isn't going to win you a shootout game, there's not great chances that they're going to win that game. So I feel like that's important. But I think the Bengals defense is playing, it's playing well. We're not going to give them that credit that Chris Collinsworth was saying, because that's absolutely blasphemy.
But Gomes gets his flowers.
But Gomes absolutely gets a shout out here for saying that the Bengals were going to go, I think he said 13-4. So there's still margin for one loss. So Gomes, I know. Gomes, we're pulling for you. Gomes was just here on Sunday and brought us a little gift. We got a Stephon Gilmore autographed football for the studio. So shout out to Gomes.
Shout out Gomes, man. I see that signed football. I was about to put the Bengals at one just because.
Yeah. Legit. You got Tuan all amped up. But I still don't think that the Bengals are better than this team, and it's the Miami Dolphins. I think Miami is the better team. I don't think that we've saw the best from their defense yet this season. I think that their defense is still growing. I think the addition of Ramsey made an immediate impact. I know you hate the guy, but
it did. You got a pick right away.
Yeah. And their offense is only going to get more healthier. It's not like they had a Bills drop off, or it's not like they started the season like the Bengals. And even if they only beat the bad teams for the rest of the season, that's still going to get them to 10 wins. And that's all they need to get to the playoffs. Not what's going to get them to the promised land, but you got to one thing at a time once you get there. But Miami is a really impressive team, and I don't want to say I'm rooting for them, because like I feel like there's I don't want to say a lot of like weird things with Miami, but it's different. I feel like you kind of have to respect teams a little bit more, and I don't have that respect for Miami yet. And I don't know if it's just because they only beat up a bad team. It's like the Cowboys consistently, like, we know what they are. We know what they're going to be year in and year out. That's what it is. There's still a potential of Miami dropping off and still not winning 10 games.
Miami's fun. That's yeah, what it is. It's their it fun. Is.
Absolutely. And I like when things are fun. But sometimes being fun in the NFL, like some of these top teams, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So with the back end team and a team right above Miami, I would say that fun statement is relevant, and I think it's accurate. And at 6 is where I had the Detroit Lions. So sliding up from 8, 2 spots. You asked me last week, they're probably still at 7 or 8 after the Ravens loss.
Before the Ravens loss, where are they?
I don't know.
Do they break? They might break that top.
Yeah, they might, but at the same time, I'm like, Steve, this is the Detroit Lions, and they have a really talented roster. It's a lot different. I'm really excited to watch the Lions on Thanksgiving. I think the Lions will play a first-round playoff game this year. But there's nothing convincing me otherwise that they would do any better than the Minnesota Vikings last year. I honestly believe that.
I 100% disagree with the take. I gotta say, dude, I get it. Their name's the Detroit Lions, but they're not the Detroit Lions. This is a different Detroit Lions. This is a Detroit Lions team that even without all the talent they had last year, still went 9-8 and said, I'm going to play tougher than you, Aaron Rodgers. You're not making the playoffs on my watch. just got him packing out of Green Bay.
Yeah, but honestly, that doesn't do anything for me. Like, yeah, it's a tough Green Bay team to beat.
The Giants last year.
I understand there were a lot of problems with that Packers organization and team with Devontae and Rodgers as part of that for so long. It was the end of, like, a breakup. You know what I mean? Like, that's how I feel. I'm not saying the Lions could have lost that game. They didn't have to try in that game. It didn't mean anything for them. But
let's look at what the Lions have done. And maybe I should wait until I get to it. But I do just want to mention the fact that there have been games where you've said, oh, it just feels like it's one of those games the Lions lose. Then they beat the smokes out of the Panthers. Last week we said
the Panthers.
They're going to get right against the Raiders, right? They're going to do it because they're going to
the Raiders.
But these are teams. But like, if you're going to be a top level team, you need to handle these teams. You need to handle by double digits, and they are. And we looked and we said they've been playing really, really well. They might get smacked by the Ravens. I took the Lions just to be that guy.
Yeah.
But understanding that there's a very good chance that they were going to lose to the Ravens, but it's not like they take that. They got smoked. But it's not like they take that game and they go, oh, we're going to crumble now. They take that game and they go, we don't want to feel that ever again. Let's go punch the Raiders in the mouth. And granted, it wasn't as pretty, but none of the Monday night games are. They still won by 12 points.
Yeah. But
Lions make it to the NFC Championship this year.
Wow. Respectfully, what I'm going to say is we can't say that about the Lions and clap and hoorah about them beating the Panthers and the Raiders and discredit the Cowboys or the Bills or Miami for beating up on those bad teams, because that's just like it doesn't add up that way.
I don't do that to the Dolphins. I do that to the Cowboys. I absolutely do it to the Cowboys. Yeah. But they're also not that good. It's like they're more inconsistent than I think the Lions are. Yeah, the Lions beat up on the bad teams, but they always do that, whereas the Cowboys lost to the Cardinals this year. They're not as one-sided where, like, if they go on the road, they're going to lose, whereas, like, the Cowboys go on the road, it's almost a guaranteed loss. It's like they'll win every game at home, yeah. And then they'll go on the road and they'll look like a different team, whereas the Lions, what we're seeing this year is they're the same team every game except for one. They're going to play you tough.
Who are their other two losses to?
It's the Seahawks and it's the Ravens. That's it. And the Seahawks is week two, right? They're a good team, but they're getting acclimated, and it's a good transition because at 10, I have the Seahawks here.
Okay.
10, I have the Seahawks. I think they're a top 10 team. I don't hate 11 because it's right outside there, but I had the Bills at 11. I swapped them out. They're going to lose to the Bengals this week, and you're going to see an epic downfall where they miss the playoffs.
Kevin, we got a lot of disagreements on the games this week.
I think the Bengals are going to take that W, and I think it's going to start this downward effect, and the Bills are just going to implode from the inside. You're going to hear everyone calling for McDermott's job, rightfully so. You're going to have Diggs all pissed off. You're going to have Allen tucking his tail between his legs because he doesn't necessarily know how to handle Diggs, which isn't a knock on Allen, but it's like he doesn't want to deal with it. He's like, I want to play football, and I want to play at a high level, and I'm a little disappointed in how the team's performing myself. I just think you're going to see an implosion from that team, and it's all going to come after the Bengals beat them. At 9, the team that's going to win the division – and it's going to be the Miami Dolphins. I have them here at 9.
That's low.
Would you have them at 8?
No, I have Miami at 7.
You have them at 7. So it's two spots down. I do think the two teams I have above them are a little bit better. I look at the Dolphins, and I think it's points galore. I think the defense is a little weak. Jalen Ramsey's going to help them. I do think so.
Do you think?
I think they're beatable, man.
They 100% they are. I couldn't agree more, and I feel like I touched upon that with my Miami points. But I know just based on these two teams off the rip that you have the Lions significantly ahead of them, or not significantly, but I feel like each one of these spots is like a different type of tier. So that's why when I say that's low,
yeah.
Two spots is definitely a difference. I don't think that the Lions are that much better than Miami. If you're talking about fully healthy teams for the two, you add an Achan back to that offense, I think it's real close.
But that's another thing is like you don't have Achan in the offense right now. And the Dolphins are a team that's kind of cooling a little bit. They started really hot and they're cooling a little bit. And this is one of the things that we had talked about the last time is like, what if I were to tell you that the Dolphins started the exact same way last year and they made a wild card team? Now, I do think they win the division. I think they're better than all the teams in that division. I just think when they end up playing, and it's not to say that, you know, boo-hoo, you beat up on the bad teams. It's when they do play some of these better teams, I think you're going to see them start to struggle more. And I think you're going to see teams understand that the Dolphins are very fast. I don't know that they can play that physically.
I feel that. I don't think that they're a team that's catered to physical football, and the Lions are, which is good because their identity is going to be running the football and playing defense. And to be a contender or to be a Super Bowl championship team, that is what I feel like you do need to do. But I'm just looking at the Lions, and it's like six games of this year, you're going to play the Vikings, the Bears, and the Packers.
Yeah.
Those teams might not add up to 18 wins all together. Sure.
But you also beat the Chiefs week one
and opening night. That's huge. That's on the road too. So I'm not going to discredit them for that by any means. But I'm not ready to say this Lions team is a contender.
I'm all in on this Lions team, man. You know I'm all in on this Lions team. I love seeing that underdog story. They're not really underdogs at this point. They're very, very successful. I love seeing a team that's just built from the ground up, gets behind a good coach, has a quarterback resurgence, has a number of weapons that they added, and they're only getting better. We see new wrinkles in the Lions game every week. You're going to hear me talk about it a little bit more later, so I don't want to spend too much on it. But eight, Gomes, Bengals are better than the Dolphins, I think. I think they're more dangerous. I think they have more ways to beat you. I think that I don't want to say they're fully back because I don't think they're going to sneak the division from the Ravens. They're making the playoffs, though. You can be damn sure they're going to make the playoffs, and they're going to start to contend. They might make a little bit of a push in there as well.
Better than Super the Steelers Bowl bet and Browns right now. The Super Bowl bet ain't dead.
Super Bowl bet ain't dead.
It's right there.
Super Bowl bet is not dead. Joe Burrow looks like he's healthy. He's ready to rock again. He looks good, composed, and he looks like he's sick of everybody telling him that they're not a good team.
I got those Super Bowl odds at plus like 3-something. After starting off 0-2 or 0-3, what do you think the Bengals Super Bowl odds were? Do you think that they were still high?
Plus 1,600, I bet.
Yeah,
probably. I bet they were probably high there. And you're there, especially at the same time you're looking at the Browns go 2-1, you're looking at the Steelers 2-1, and you're looking at the Ravens 3-0. So I think they were plummeted to the bottom, but here they are, chipping away. All they got to do is make the playoffs, and they can make a run. But I can't put them above some of these teams I have above them right now. The other teams are playing better. 7A of the Cowboys, I'm going to give the respect.
Wow.
For the fact that
I'm shocked.
I'm going to give the respect there. They looked really, really good this week. It's not recency bias just because they beat up on the Rams, and I was very confident about the Rams. It doesn't have to do with that. Okay? Their defense is amazing. Micah Parsons, hey, guess what? You're about to be 2-2 for DPOY right now because Micah Parsons is a freak of nature. Yeah, that man is an absolute beast. Best defensive player in the league right now. You got a guy blossoming and Bland. He's got 3 pick sixes this year.
I know. I was watching Good Morning Football the other day, and Kyle Brandt got asked who has the most pick sixes in Cowboys franchise history. And just as fast as he said Deion Sanders, that was my immediate answer. And then they literally show the pick six, and it's like he did that 3 times this season.
Yep.
That's insane. Crazy.
It's insane. The Cowboys, where they get hindered, they're such a super talented team, but where they get hindered is I think coaching is a little bit lackluster. I think quarterback play is a little bit lackluster. Everywhere else, I think they're good, so they're going to have that opportunity to win games here and out. But it's the Cowboys. You can't put them higher than this because they're going to just let you down as you start to give them credit. Sorry, Chris. Six. One spot above where I had them last time, it's the Chiefs. I don't think they're that good, guys. I don't think they're that good. They've had a ton of easy games. They made the first – I get it. They all had the flu when they lost to the Broncos. I get it. Whatever. But you still lost that game, and if you're a top team, you don't lose that game, even if your whole team has the flu. They didn't barely beat the Broncos. They had an ugly win against the Broncos 2 weeks before that. They should have lost to the Jets. They had a close game with the Vikings. They're not playing good teams, and they're scraping by some of these games. They beat up on the Bears. Congratulations. But other than that, they've lost to the Lions. They're not that good. They're struggling. And this is going to be a team where you're going to see them make the playoffs, but it's going to be like one of those Patriots teams where they get bounced in the divisional round by a team that just knows it's their year.
I love it, Tuan, because this was the exact same Chiefs team last year that won the Bowl. The exact same. You were saying the exact same thing about this Chiefs team last year. And Mahomes won the MVP and the Bowl.
This team's less talented.
You think so?
I do think so.
I feel like they had more youth on the team last year. I mean, obviously, like offensively, I guess I could say that, but
Kelsey's older, no Orlando Brown. You have
I don't think their offensive line's the problem.
It's not the problem. The offensive line, like Tooney's been absolutely fantastic. Creed Humphrey is absolutely fantastic. These are really, really good interior linemen. But I just think that these other teams are outmatching them right now. They have more there. Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in the league. Don't get that incorrect. He is the best quarterback in the league. I get it. But the Chiefs aren't that good right now. They're a top six team in the NFL, but I'd like them to see them win a impressive game.
This week versus Miami in international.
They can win this game. It looks a lot more, but it also depends on how the game looks, right? Are they winning the game by the skin of their teeth off of some bad officiating calls? I don't know. Are they going to win the game, but Pat Mahomes is going to have two picks and their defense just stepped up to save them? I don't know. They're shining. The best thing they got going about them right now is their defense. Their defense has played extremely, extremely well. But now you're going to go against a Dolphins team that is built to expose defenses. We'll see how it plays out this week. This is the first game that I look at and I'm like, they might have a challenge other than week one, but I might have been the only one that believed that they were going to have a challenge week one. But this is the first game this season I look at that I think they have a challenge. If you can run through who they've played, like Lions, week two, who they have? They had Jags. They had a tricky one, but again, it's early season Jags. That's who they are. They beat up on the Bears. They play the Broncos twice. They had the Vikings game. They had the Chargers. The Lions and the Jags are the two toughest games. They play them early in the season. They won in an ugly, like, 17-9 game against the Jags, and they lost to the Lions. I don't feel good about the Chiefs this year. If they come out with a really impressive win, and then they do it again the following week, they still have to play the Dolphins, the Eagles. They have the game against the Bills that they still have to play. They have tough games that they have to play. You're going to see them drop a couple.
We'll see, Twan. Does that wrap up your back end?
That wraps up my back end. I had to go on my little rant. It is what it is.
It's all good. It's all. We'll get right.
They're over seven this time, so.
At five, maybe I should have dropped them a little bit lower. Maybe, but I personally don't feel that way making this list. I think five is still a proper spot for the 49ers. I know they're on a skid. I know they dropped three straight. I know you can sit here and say whatever you want about Purdy. But they were the most dominant team in football throughout their winning streak, and I don't even think it was close. I think they added a defensive piece, and I made this before that I even knew that Chase Young went there, and I still felt that way. They added another great defensive piece. There's no antidote or recipe to slow down or stop Christian McCaffrey at all. George Kittle is heating up for them. Ayuk's been balling. You don't even feel the absence of Deebo Samuel. I'm not panicking with them, and I'm not panicking with the Chiefs either. One division game that they're gonna lose, and you're gonna what's a 6-2 team? I'm not sitting here doing that right now.
It's not one division game.
They have wins in all the other ones,
but they're not good. Like, you look at the teams that are gonna be above them, they're good. One wins.
If
they're
the
tough teams,
if the Pats won and were 6-2 over that same schedule, you would say that they're going to the Super Bowl.
I'd say they're one. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Absolutely. 100%. How could I not? How the fuck can I not? Like, they weren't supposed to be that. How the fuck can I not? You're 100% right. You're absolutely right. But I'm sticking my ground here, man. Their wins are not impressive to me. They're playing beatable teams, easy teams to beat, and now they're going to play a tough stretch, and you're expecting for them to, what, are they going to walk out? If they walk out, if we do the rankings next, and they're 10-2, I promise you I'll put them at one.
You fucking bet.
If they're 10-2,
if they're 9-3, they should fucking be there too. Even if the Eagles 7-1, 8-1, 9-1, whatever they are at that point.
If they're 9-3 and they lose to the Eagles, they'll be 2. How about that?
Okay. If they lose the Eagles, yeah, that's fair. But at five, we still have the 49ers. I think that they, after their bye week, they're going to get a little bit more healthy. Trent Williams gets back. Deebo Samuel will probably be back. And look, I know the Vikings game is a mishap. Mm-hmm. All these great teams are going to have them and just haven't had them yet. I promise you, the Ravens are going to lose. Anthony, don't take this too much to the heart. The Ravens are going to drop a game to the Browns or the Steelers. It's going to happen. It 100% is going to happen.
And or? Or.
Or. Yeah.
I like that too. Yeah.
Philly, they're going to drop a game. Washington almost just snuck it past them this week. It's going to happen. The Jaguars, I promise you, they're going to lose some horrible game. And let's not keep in mind that this is the same team that lost to the Colts. Right? They lost this year.
They did. No, they lost to the Colts. Yeah.
That's exactly like. Every team is going to have their slip up. When we put out our power rankings, it just matters at where we are in that point.
I'm sorry. They lost to the Texans. That was it. It was the Texans and the Chiefs. Those are their two losses this year.
And they beat up on the Colts this year. Yep. Yeah, but even the Texans, like, if not all the more, like a rookie quarterback. Yeah, but the Colts were also a rookie quarterback too. So, but at four, this is where I have the Jaguars. This is up from 10, so this is a huge move for them. defense is playing well. They have depth and personnel. ETN's the hottest back in football right now. And I just don't think that the next time we do these rankings that they're going to be in the top five again. I really don't. Trevor Lawrence was a little bit banged up and he played through it and didn't look like that there was anything wrong with him at all. And you love to see that. I think they're built just like the Lions to compete, to be a great team, but it's really tough to throw around that contender word. Like, I feel like teams that I'm going to put as contenders on here, Philly, Kansas City, Ravens, 49ers. Those are my contenders at the moment. I'd be interested after you give me your rankings to hear what you deem as a contender at this moment. But everybody else is just a good team to me, like I said, at this moment.
Anyone in the top six should be as contenders, essentially. Three teams.
At week eight? I don't know. Week eight.
I'm ready, man. I'm ready to lock them in.
At three, I have the Ravens up from six. The Ravens look like they're the most balanced football team in the league right now after, I would say, one of the more catastrophic off seasons, from potentially not even having this core together to making it all work and making it seem like there were no distractions in between. Love that. Don't have a lot to comment here on the Ravens. I do think, like I mentioned, they'll drop a game that they're not supposed to. It's the NFL. It's hard to win every week. It is.
Teams don't go undefeated all the way through.
For a reason. The Ravens have Lamar Jackson playing great football, and I don't even think that we fully see him unleash all his running abilities yet. And I feel like that can make things pretty scary, understanding that. At two, I'm not panicking. I don't care what you have to say about the Lions, about Miami this week, or whatever the case is. Patrick Mahomes is their quarterback. There is a debate for the quarterback and receiving weapon duo of Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown or Travis Kelce and Pat Mahomes. But I just feel like it's so cliche to just say Mahomes and Kelce that anybody's looking for anything else to say, this is more exciting, let's choose that. And where the Chiefs have been so good for so long, it's so easy to be that person that says, I'm over the Chiefs. And I'm not saying that this is you. I'm just saying, like, in general, it's so easy to say that I'm over the Chiefs. I want to see somebody new be good. The Chiefs get lucky. They get this. They get that. They get saved. And they play those close games. All that matters at the end of those games, regardless of how it's played. Yes, when we're making up these power rankings, we consider all of that, but at the end of week 18, the wins and losses are what shows from that. And the Chiefs still have the second best record in the NFL. They have the highest paid and best football player on the planet. And that coaching quarterback duo has been successful for a long time now. And if this was Brady and Belichick, they would be here at one, even if they came off of a loss down in Miami from a Miami miracle play or whatever it is. So the Chiefs are staying here at two. But I am moving Philly up to one. Their offense is hot. They're explosive. I think they have veteran pieces on the defense with those young guys getting better. I know people could say, oh, but Washington almost beat them this week. Division game. I'm not putting too much weight on those division games because I know how hard it is to play a team twice in a year. The Philly Eagles are going to be a tough team to beat going forward. I do think that they're banged up, but we did start to see, as we called it the week prior, plays out of that tush-push.
Right out of there.
There's probably 10 to 15 plays that they have out of that. Once teams start guessing, it's a wrap. They're going to take over. They're going to dominate. That play is the best play in football, and it's showing, and that's why Philly's at one, because they're doing what they want offensively, and that's helping their defense. Teams just get one-dimensional against them, and it's a wrap. They have too many good pass rushers.
Let's give Nick Sirianni his props, too. There were a lot of questions about, can he do it with his OC and his DC gone? Yeah, he can.
He did it.
Yeah, he can. Let's give kudos to Nick Sirianni at five. The Jacksonville Jaguars. The Jacksonville Jaguars are a damn good team. Their roster is loaded. Doug Peterson knows what he's doing with them. They got a young quarterback in T-Law that gets better every single time he steps on that field. They got a top three running back in the league in Travis Etienne. Damn right I'm saying he's top three. I think, and I feel that way. Their team's great receiver room, and it's, you know, it's Ridley's great, but Kirk's great, and Zay Jones gets touchdowns, and then you have Evan Engram who can catch the ball too. You're looking at a defense in Trayvon Walker who started to come back alive. You got Josh Allen. You have, you know, Foyisade Oluokun, whatever the frig his first name is. Yeah. Foye Oluokun. I don't know why you spell it Foyisade, but.
We just don't say the Sade.
We don't, yeah. So, Oluokun.
Yeah, yeah. Foye.
Campbell. Like, you have all these guys that are just going to be absolutely incredible, and they're going to be a tough team to beat. They're 6-2 right now. I don't even think they've reached their top potential. I think they're going to be a really tough team to beat. You're going to see the Jacksonville Jaguars in the AFC Championship game this year. They might not make it to the Super Bowl. They're going to make it to the championship game.
And lose to the Chiefs.
No, the Chiefs are getting bounced in the divisional round by the Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
Bengals
going to make it.
If your bet, then I win.
Honestly, I'm not expecting that bet to hit. So if it does, that's just an extra 300 Super Bowl time.
I just don't feel strong about the Chiefs. I think it's easy, and I get what you're saying. It's easy to jump off the Chiefs bandwagon just to not like them. I'm truly watching these games, and I'm saying I think it's also easy to stay on the wagon and just use that, dude, it's the Chiefs. It'll be fine. It's not always that way. It really isn't always that way. I'd like to see an impressive win before I give them any higher. But 5 here, I got the Jags. They're red hot. They're going to stay red hot. Watch out for the Jaguars. At 4, I have the Detroit Lions. This is a team that is just, dude, they're so good. They're so good. And I honestly don't, we've talked about it so much, I don't know that I can say anymore. Goff resurgence, you have Gibbs coming into his own.
I got a question.
Yeah.
Because I don't think he is, but do you think, and I don't know if you consider this as part of the one above in the power rankings, I think that Doug Peterson's a better coach than Dan Campbell.
I think he's better at X's and O's. I think Dan Campbell gets more out of everyone. I think Dan Campbell gets more out of his players than any coach in the league seems to.
Yeah, I mean, look at what the Jaguars, though, with Urban Meyer. He's getting a lot out of those guys.
He is getting a lot out of those guys, but, like, I don't know that that's necessarily as, like...
Evan Engram, dude, like, he was a bum.
Dude, the Detroit Lions will die for Dan Campbell. Dan Campbell can be completely wrong, and they'll say, I don't care, dude, whatever you want. I'll go march for you. Like, he's a very good coach. He's a very good players coach. And I like
Dan Campbell. I just don't think he's as good as Doug Peterson. I don't. I think it's a different type. I think it's a different type of coach. And that's why I think, like, there's that championship pedigree with Peterson. I'm not saying that Dan Campbell isn't a champion, because all his speeches make him feel that way. But there's things about coaching that I still feel like he hasn't experienced yet.
I think he's got a roster that can get him, though. I think he's got a roster that can get him there, and if all he needs is his team to believe, and they're that good. They really are that good. Amon-Ra's got the biggest chip on his shoulder of any wide receiver in the league that I've seen. He's all pissed off about getting drafted in the 4th round, and he's showing why he should have been above almost all those receivers. Jahmyr Gibbs is coming into his own. David Montgomery's had his best season, and he hasn't even played half of it yet. Their defense, Aiden Hutchinson, is in that top echelon of pass rushers right now.
Hasn't got a sack in 3 games. Bet him. Trust me.
He's still a top, because he's getting doubled and he's also getting held a lot. And he just, well, you know, God forbid they call it.
I wonder what else I could say about the Lions that you can come up with an answer for.
Trust me. Bank on it, guys. I'm telling you. I don't really think I need to say any more. When the Lions end up in the NFC Championship game, when they end up in the NFC Championship game because one of the teams, maybe the Niners, slipped, y'all are going to, you know, no one's going to tell me I'm right. I'm just going to sit up here and smile, man.
Good.
Because those Detroit Lions are damn good. Now, this team was below the 2 teams that I just said. This team was at 5, but with the trade news today, I did put the Niners back up at 3. Bye week, they desperately need it. I think they come out of the bye week and rip off 4 or 5 wins in a row, and they're right back to where they started. Chase Young's going to help them out a lot. I think that's a tremendous ad for them. I put the Niners here at 3. They're still really, really good, guys. But all the best teams struggle. But, hey, Baltimore Ravens here at 2.
I'm trying to keep my mouth shut just so you can go through, because everything that you said about the 49ers contradicted the Chiefs.
Dude, all right. So the thing is, the Niners have more impressive wins. The Niners are more well-rounded. They have more talent on their roster.
They also have worse losses than the Chiefs. Vikings. The Vikings loss is fucking horrible.
Sure,
dude.
The Vikings loss stinks. I get that, but they're also like, sure, the Vikings loss stinks. I get that. It's not worse than the Broncos loss.
I think so. That I think so.
I don't think so. I think the Vikings. Oh, I don't know. I disagree with that. I think that the Broncos loss is a real, real ugly one, and I think that the Niners wins look better than the Chiefs wins.
I agree with that statement. See?
Yes.
See? Look, I could sit here and agree with you when I sit there and believe it. I just, you sit.
I like, can't bullshit you, though. I don't believe in the Chiefs. I don't.
I know. The 49ers just dropped three straight, and you have them at a better spot than the Kansas City Chiefs with the best player in the world.
I do. Because here's the thing is they have the best player in the world, sure. Then they have, you know, Kelce, and they have Nick Bolton, and they have Chris Jones, and they have some good O-linemen. And then you have the Niners where they have the best O-lineman. They have – he hasn't looked good, but they have a game-managing quarterback that can hang. They have the best running back in the league, and I don't think it's close. They have a 1-2 punch that is, when healthy, is top 5 1-2 punch in the league. And they have one of the better defenses in the league that just added another piece, one of the premier pass rushers. They're a better roster team.
They are.
I'm not going to say that Kyle Shanahan's a better coach than Andy Reid, but they're not that far off.
I'm not going to sit. Off. Yeah, they're absolutely not. I'm not going to sit there and debate either one of those. I wouldn't bring coaching up into that. I would say that I don't want to say that they're equal. I think that there's a bunch of different things that you can look at, like Kyle Shanahan's a schematic guru, but I feel like Andy Reid kind of allows his players to be who they are and more. And I feel like that gives you a different creative freedom to play football so freely. And that's what the Chiefs do so well.
Sure. And one of the things that I want to put is, you know, you take Patrick Mahomes out of the Chiefs, and I get it. The Chiefs are the Chiefs because of Patrick Mahomes. But if you take him out, that team is a pretty bad team.
Yeah.
You take Brock Purdy out, you take Christian McCaffrey out, you can plug somebody else in. It may not be as effective, but you can plug somebody else in, and it's not going to look as drastic as the Chiefs would fall off. Now, again, Pat Mahomes is what makes the Chiefs. Pat Mahomes is having some struggles this year. The Chiefs are having some – they're 6-2, but their record is not indicative of how poorly they've played.
Who's three? The 49ers, who's two?
The Baltimore Ravens. Okay. The Baltimore Ravens are the best team in the AFC right now. They can beat anybody. On any given day, they can beat anybody. They have – an MVP caliber quarterback, someone who's playing better than most quarterbacks in the entire NFL outside of who I have at one. Dude, they're good. Their defense has been absolutely incredible. Their run game's been good. Even without J.K. Dobbins, they're still plugging and playing running backs, and it's working. You have Zay Flowers starting to come into his own. Odell is, again, Odell. He garners attention. You have Mark Andrews, one of the better tight ends in the league. Their O-line's playing well. The Ravens are a team that can just beat anybody on any given day whenever they want. The Ravens are two. And at one, I get the Eagles. I think they're the best team in the NFL right now. As far as well-roundedness, I think they have the most talent. I know I talked about how talented the Niners are. I think the Eagles have more talent than them. Well-roundedness.
I feel like the talent at the quarterback position
that's
is like,
that's what puts them above, right? Yeah. And like McCaffrey, I get it, is still light years ahead of Swift. And Swift's not bad, but the fact that the Eagles' O-line can make Swift look that good.
They also did it last year. Like, I feel like you like when you're talking about these teams and like the tiniest bit of separation between the two, you have to like bring that as part of the process. And as much as the 49ers were banged up, and I know, like you just said, you literally probably could take almost any other quarterback besides Trey Lance or Josh Johnson and insert them in that offense and still be fine. But we saw scenarios where both of those guys were inserted, and that was the difference of that 49ers-Eagles matchup. I do think that there's – I don't want to say rivalry, but there's definitely something brewing between the two, and they've been talking some smack since that last matchup.
Wouldn't it be a shame if the two of them expected to play in the NFC Championship and someone else like the Detroit Lions walked in there and ruined their day?
Or it'd be a shame if the Detroit Lions didn't make it there and that was the matchup again.
Come on. I want to see the same game twice.
I would love to see that game again. I'm sorry.
Oh, man, you know what? It's week 8. I would love to see how this looks at the end of the year. I'm just telling you what I'm seeing in the future. I'm just telling you what I'm seeing in the future. What was it? Preseason? I did have the Lions and the Jags both in the power rankings. No, I also had the Patriots.
Yeah.
That didn't work out. I also had the Giants. That didn't work out. There are teams in there that didn't, but I did have the Dolphins. I think I didn't have the Bills, or maybe I had them really low, but I don't know.
I had the Bills at 6. I had the Jets at 8. I had the Steelers at 10 in my first rankings.
Mm-hmm. I know you don't like them. I feel very, very strongly about my rankings.
I wouldn't even say that I dislike them, but I do think that the reason why we debated so much in this episode is because you're taking Chiefs wins and discrediting them for those wins, but crediting other teams for a similar type of scenario with their schedule that have worse records.
Let's go through the Chiefs wins really quick.
We did it 3 times this episode.
I'm going to beat a dead horse. I am. I'm just beating a dead horse. I get it. But I don't feel good about their wins. I don't feel good about the way they look this year. I'm not saying that they don't have a future. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that as far as, and again, 6 is not a bad number, but you have 5 teams right now that I think if they play the Chiefs, I think the Chiefs beat them. I think there are some teams below that can sneak games out of the Chiefs. I think the Bengals can beat the Chiefs. I think that there is a window in which you need to beat the Chiefs, a 2-3-year window. I think we're approaching it, and then they're going to go back to being great. I think you're going to have Kelce towards the end of his career here. They're running into issues, which is uncharacteristic of what we've seen. They usually handle their things no problem. It's just they're... I don't feel good about their losses have looked incredibly ugly. Their wins have not looked great. They have, and I'm also a very, very strong, I'm really annoyed with how much the NFL will just cook a game for the Chiefs and how blatantly obvious it is at times, and they just don't.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense for a Patriots fan to feel that way after they just got it for 20 years. But to wrap up these rankings, I just want to go through, you can share with your list, and I'm going to share with mine, teams that the next time we come around and revisit this that we think might have the most movement. I think 49ers at 5 here will likely be higher than that. I think the Jaguars will likely be out of my top 5. If the Lions move, I don't think it'll be much, but I think it would be down rather than up. I think Miami's in a good spot. Bengals and Bills are real iffy on my rankings. I do think, as much as we know what the Cowboys are, I do think that the next time we do these rankings, they might be higher than 10.
Okay. So I have them at 7. I think that they're going to end up at right around the 10. I do see them dropping a little bit. Not out of the rankings. I do see them dropping a little bit. I do see the Bengals taking a jump. I see a world in which if the Dolphins win on Sunday, they also take a little bit of a jump. But we got to see how it all plays out. I don't see a world in which the Lions or the Jaguars drop out of my top 7.
This is just if, because we know how you feel. If the Bills win Sunday and the Chiefs win Sunday, is Miami out of your rankings? Because there has to be some movement.
There is movement, and I think the Seahawks would fall off and the Dolphins would go to 10.
Okay. I agree.
Yeah.
I
still think the Dolphins are better than the Seahawks.
Cool.
For now.
But that Leonard Williams addition is huge for them.
Huge. Absolutely huge.
I'm impressed that the Giants got a second and a fifth and two picks. I was just talking with this guy that works. Shout out to Corey. He's actually in a fantasy league with Stevie Johnson. Fun fact.
That's crazy.
Yeah. He said Stevie Johnson only drafts Bills players. It was crazy. The Giants traded for Leonard Williams at a younger age, more of his prime, for like a 4 or like a 6. And now they just moved him for a 2 and a 5.
I think the scheme fit helps them out a lot. I think they're saying I don't know, maybe they're just all like, high and mighty, they're like, ooh, the 49ers have dropped a couple. This is our chance.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the Seahawks are all in. I think Julian Love is also saying, how great of a player he is. You pair him up with Jamal Adams, who was, also a big star at his position. Both those guys played in the New York market.
Woolen, Witherspoon.
Yeah, it's really good. But like I said, at the end of the day, I trust Dak. I trust any other quarterback on this list over Geno Smith.
I think Geno can do a Brock Purdy thing for you. I think he can. I can think he can manage the game, and he can just work on not turning it over, but let the defense win a couple of games, and he can throw the ball to his receivers. Ultimately, what the Seahawks' goal should be is going forward. If you don't, you make the playoffs this year. I think it's ridiculous to think that they wouldn't make the playoffs, just given how some of the NFC teams are looking. I think they make the playoffs. I don't know that they make it far. I think maybe they lose, not the wild card round, maybe they lose in the divisional round. Maybe they lose in the wild. We'll see how it all shakes out. But I think you go make a play for a quarterback, you let them sit under Geno Smith for a year, and you blossom them to take that next step, and all of a sudden the Seahawks are a Super Bowl contender.
Twan's putting it into play. In the year after that, it's the Browns.
But this is how it looks, right, guys? Like, there are teams, like, this is not teams fall off. They do it. I watch my Patriots fall off. Even with Tom Brady, you could see them starting to diminish. Like, you could see it happening. The teams that are at the top eventually come down. Now, I'm not saying the Chiefs are going to completely flat out go, but I just don't think this is their year. I think that you're going to see teams like the Seahawks make the jump. It's due time that the Lions and the Jaguars start to make the jump. You can see the Packers eventually start to kick up, but I think there's going to be some woes before there's going to be some highs. You're just going to see this is how the NFL goes. It's going to be a rotating thing. Since the Sandbox fans.
That's going to wrap things up for this episode of Power Rankings. I think we gave you guys a fun one.
We gave you a fun one. There's something that it's got. Yeah. Oh, man.
This was a good one episode.
I can't wait to hear it.
This is a good one. But, guys, you get another episode of the Power Rankings after week 12. Stay tuned with the fantasy rankings. Start getting your goods up, your canned goods, and your non-perishable food items. Hopefully, we'll see you November 18th at the Orient Heights Yacht Club. And we'll get some new merch working for you guys behind the scenes. But you know the deal. Peace, love, five stars, nothing less.